What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ears are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Oh. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. No, fucking podcasting app, Stitcher, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting application. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckeroni Tony Pony out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's Faithless Friday.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
He barely gets through that sentence. Is he making that up?
The spiritual ignition of this rocket.
Of this rocket. Okay?
Yeah, his juggernaut. Join us on social media and all that shit, at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show if you like. It is Faithless
Please clap.
Friday, everybody. Where we whip out a little bit more stories of Christians behaving badly.
Jeebus bullshit.
Not even behaving badly, but criminally.
Yeah. Breaking the law even.
And none of it would matter if they weren't trying to ram their crosses.
Oh, no.
Into our orifice.
Right. All of the holes. All of the holes have crosses in them. Thanks.
Strap in, strap on, everybody. Let's start this wonderful journey for this Faithless Friday episode. Yay. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a big shout out to God. You've been doing a great job with everything, really, lately. Don't you think so?
Who?
God.
Oh,
you've heard of him?
Well, stories.
Right. Do you watch those movies where George Burns plays God?
A long time ago, yeah.
Those are popular, right?
Oh, God.
Is George Burns America's favorite God of all the people to play God?
Probably not.
Who else has played God, though?
Actually, God?
God! George Burns was motherfucking God, right?
The God?
Yes, the God. The big God.
I mean, the one that the Christians...
Oh, yes.
...believe in?
Jeebus.
Were they upset about that movie? I'm sure they had to be. There had to be evangelicals that were losing their minds.
Well...
That a God comes back as an old comedian.
But a white guy.
True.
A rich white guy.
Ooh, was George Burns Jewish, though?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Hey, Siri!
I got it. Born Nathan Birnbaum.
Wow.
George Burns was of Jewish ancestry then.
He changed his name, though. Why?
They must not have liked that.
Oh, I see. Jeez. George Burns.
They probably lost their tiny little minds at the time. But... You know, what was that? 70s, 80s? Nobody gave a shit because nobody was paying attention to those fucking asshole evangelicals. They were going away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then Reagan.
Along came Reagan.
Oh, yes.
And gave legitimacy to Jerry fucking Falwell Sr.
Right. Oh, God. Which one has the big dick?
George Burns was born in 1896. Remember, he lived to be 100. He died in 1996.
How do you survive if you're a toddler in the 1890s?
Right.
I mean, isn't there a lot of stuff to put in your mouth that gives you polio?
George Burns was an ancient comedian for those under 70 listening.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on. The old headline Aronies this Friday, and we'll get to the Jesus-y shit.
Right.
This is really hilarious timing. I mean, we know today that the Republic will get rat fucked by the rat fucks in the Senate.
Yes.
The Republicans, as a couple more of those slimy fuckwads have said, no, I'm going to vote no on the whole witness thing. I don't think. I think I've seen enough. He's innocent.
You haven't seen anything.
Trump didn't do anything.
But if they haven't presented documents or witnesses.
Saw enough. That's their problem.
Oh, okay.
Too little, too late.
But you didn't. Okay. But you didn't see anything.
Oh, no, we saw everything.
Oh, really? In the steam room?
That we want to see.
Jeez.
Thank
you, guys.
So as Murkowski slithered away, vote her out, Alaska.
Yes.
Lamar Alexander, who's leaving anyway, he's retiring.
Oh, is he?
Think he would do the right thing, but no, quite the opposite.
Oh my God, he's retiring.
Yeah. They had hoped that he would be one of these. So once that kind of came out, then that gave Lucy with the football, Susan fucking Collins.
Oh yes.
Permission to vote yes. So she could say, I voted yes on witnesses. look, I voted yes.
Right, because
it was safe for her. Had she been the fourth vote, big fucking difference.
What?
Because we know what she did to us with Kavanaugh.
Oh, yes. But with Lamar Alexander, I mean, I understand their evil strategy, but what? Hasn't he been around long enough and somebody says, hey, I want you to vote a certain way? You're just like, fuck you. I'm retiring. I'm going to be dead soon. I will do the right thing.
Who
maybe.
Knows what he was promised? What, you know, what his, maybe he's got sons and they've been offered a couple of seat, a board positions.
Probably, right? That's disgusting.
So, we know what the vote's going to be. We know these scumbags are just, sometime today they're going to vote. No, we're not going to see any witnesses. We're done.
Oh, yes.
Nothing
to see here, guys.
And, then it's just, you know, it's just a matter of when they schedule the final vote to put a fork in it. But Schumer, it was really funny. He must have known. And you know, my theory that Nancy has a bowl that she picks from every couple of days, and it's a new Trump accusation. it's new evidence against Trump, and it's going to happen every couple of days from now until November.
You don't think she's ever going to pull Melania? Will she ever come and testify?
Nah, why would Melania? I don't know.
Because she hates him, dude.
But I don't think she knows anything.
She might.
I don't think she gives a shit.
She's
an asshole too. She's a birther, in one of the interviews she was like, "Oh, they are the news is enemy of people."
And you know that's sort of like yes,
from a former Soviet bloc country. Right. Someone says that about our news media.
That means you're fucked up, you know.
That means you're lying asshole
you're
or
fascist.
Dumb or not mutually exclusive,
right? God.
Like our president.
Well, he's a rapist and a
fascist. So Schumer comes out and says, you know, the Republicans better be careful. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
This is going to bite them in their old saggy sacks.
Ooh, gross.
Because it's just going to be an endless stream of evidence of this president's crimes as more comes out. Not minutes later. The New York Times published a story that said that Trump approached Bolton to get him to help with this whole shakedown of Ukraine.
And now the Republicans just said they didn't want to hear from Bolton.
Back in the day. Well, they're going to. I don't know if they've actually voted yet.
Oh, okay. I thought they voted to hear no witnesses.
They're voting today at some point.
Oh, they
right
just...
now they're arguing about it pointlessly.
Oh, okay.
Because we already know the outcome.
Right. They announced their votes ahead of time.
Well, we heard from Lisa Murkowski and we heard from Lamar Alexander. Those are two of the four that were possibilities. So now it's going to be probably Mitt Romney and Susan Collins.
Wow.
Unless there's two shockers. Unlikely.
Right. That's bad TV, though. Why don't they wait until the time, you know, to announce the vote?
So Bolton is claiming that Trump told him to assist in the campaign to coerce Ukraine's government into announcing investigations, you know, into Trump's rivals, political rivals. Oh, excuse me. It was all about getting rid of corruption.
Yeah, but wouldn't one of Trump's lawyers argue that getting Trump reelected is in the country's interest? Isn't that one of their fucking arguments? So then you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do?
Republicans already seem to have enough votes to block witnesses, are expected to do so later today. According to the New York Times report, Trump, during an Oval Office meeting in May, allegedly directed Bolton to call Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make sure Zelensky met with Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy.
What a horror scene.
Giuliani.
God, so Rudy.
So Trump's like, hey, John, I need you to call that president at Ukraine and tell him to let Rudy in the room. There's some creepy guy scratching at the window outside saying, Biden, you got to get Biden. You got to investigate Biden. It's a big conspiracy. You got to get Biden.
The Ukraine guy's like, why is the former mayor of New York that fucks his cousins?
What is that?
Is the waiting room.
What is in the yard?
Yes.
What is that in the yard?
Who is that? He's dialing his phone with his asshole.
This is from his new book, I would expect.
Bolton's.
Giuliani was the point person in Trump's shadow foreign policy mission.
Okay.
Bolton writes, it must be his book. Bolton writes that he ignored Trump's order and didn't even call Zelensky.
Well, isn't that, that's what they've said in other books too. Sometimes they just, you know, ignore it.
Well, right. And that's when they were talking about yesterday on telly was, you know, this has been horrific and everything. But imagine if he didn't have some of these people around him who just ignored his crazy rantings.
Oh, yeah. God.
I mean, we'd be dead. We'd be
fucked up.
We'd be in a nuclear holocaust.
Right. We would already be in some fucked up war with North Korea. Right.
Every book has said that has come out about him has said that people have routinely ignored his orders that they were laughing on MSNBC yesterday. They're like, yeah, you know, there is the autocratic. He wants to be this autocrat and everything. And he gets a lot of what he wants kind of, but there's also a lot. There's all these reports of how so many of these people that work for him and just ignore what he says. They just don't. They just ignore him and hope he'll forget it.
They're clearly, thank God this guy's not organized.
Right.
I mean, if Donald Trump just kept a to-do list, we'd be fucked.
Or hired anybody that was remotely competent.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. And honest.
True. Yes.
And scrupulous.
Right.
The account of Trump involving Bolton in a quid pro quo arrangement with Ukraine adds further weight to the impeachment charges against the president.
Shit.
Bolton says that Trump directly orchestrated the pressure campaign and had an obsession with Ukraine based on inaccurate information and conspiracy theories. Where was he getting the inaccurate information and conspiracy theories?
Alex Jones!
Giuliani!
Oh, yeah, right. Because Yovanovitch, or no, Fairtoff, put the binder together with all the bullshit, gave it to Giuliani.
Right.
And then Giuliani baby-birded it into Trump's little yap. Maybe.
And then we also find out that one of these ambulance chasers that Trump is using as his counsel.
Yes.
Cipollone
Cipollone
was in on it.
Right.
So the guy arguing Trump's defense
yes.
in front of the Senate is at the very least a fact witness, a possible suspect in the conspiracy.
Well, when the administration is like the Sopranos.
Right.
This is like if the Sopranos had government oversight. If Tony Soprano had to go out and do something horrible and then had to go explain why he did it to Congress.
To a council of, yeah.
This is fucked. It's funny.
Because Bolton said that when this happened, when Trump said, I need you to go tell Zelensky to work with Rudy.
Do you think
that in the room was Mick Mulvaney and Pat Cipollone?
Damn. Do you think Trump understood the significance of sending Giuliani to do his bidding in Ukraine instead of the State Department?
No, he just knew that he couldn't do it through the State Department because there was nothing there. So he couldn't order the State Department to do this shit because people in the State Department were like, what the fuck are you doing? We can't do this. This has nothing to do with, you can't withhold this.
Right. You know what's funny? Obama got elected and tried to work with the Republicans. This is who they are.
Yeah.
You can't.
I know we say it so many times, but you just can't help not. Imagine if Obama had sent his private lawyer to another country to try to stir up shit on Mitt Romney.
There would
be a permanent subcommittee formed.
The man
on that
Grey Poupon on a fucking sandwich,
right?
Or spicy brown mustard or something like that.
He's such an elitist.
Oh yes, it's I don't know. Wait. How many people from that administration were indicted? How many?
0.0.
How many arrested?
0.0.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, for things related to that, I don't. I can't tell you if somebody.
Oh yeah.
Ran a red light or
right.
Cheat on their taxes or something, but I mean, as far as
right.
with administration involved things, it was zero real scandals.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Fast and Furious a little, but that was reviving something that Bush had started. Bad idea.
It was
literally reviving something Bush had started.
What if Barack Hussein Obama had put Malia in charge of his Middle East policy?
Right. I'd feel better than Jared.
Oh, yes.
Malia was like 8 at the time.
What? Jared is so creepy looking, dude. He is so.
Yeah, the eyebrows. Yes. I don't know. Is that on purpose or is that how they grew? There's a little something
he
creepy
has
going
shaped.
On.
Ivanker makes an appointment for shaping.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got some big, you know, Brezhnev eyebrows going on or something, then I can understand having a little trimmy going on. But dudes that get their eyebrows shaped, I just think it looks weird.
That's a huge industry.
IMHO.
Are you trying to kill it?
No, I don't give a shit what you do. I just understand that I'm going to look at you and say, wow, your eyebrows look weird.
Yeah, that's true.
Threading.
What is that? Eyebrow threading?
Where they use string to pull to yank it out.
Oh God!
Lasso each individual hair and rip it out.
I'm a sadist.
It looks like he shaves off his eyebrows and then just draws them on with a pencil. You know what I mean? Like old time 50s.
Absolutely. He's just all personality, you know.
And he's gonna save the Middies.
Yes.
He read a few books, remember?
He said he read 25 books.
I read 25 books. I studied this for a couple of years now.
Well, wait, okay. You're talking about the Trump administration. You're the only guy in that administration that has read 25 books.
Well, and what books? Again, I have no doubt that he read Bibi's book.
Mein Kampf.
You know, and things like that. He read the fuck the Palestinian versions of every book, I'm sure. Do you think he read some of the first-person horrifying accounts of what it's like to live under Israeli apartheid?
Do you think he's the most informed person on Middle Eastern politics on the planet? Because he's the one person on the planet fixing it.
Well, he's not because the Palestinians won't talk to him. So it's a little hard to broker a peace deal when one side says, fuck off, we're not talking to
you. Wait, the Palestinians aren't listening to Jared. Jared says they should do this.
They
Jared
already laughed their asses off.
It's a good
deal. They already laughed at this deal. This is like a, this is a BB's jerk-off fantasy. And in fact, they're saying that in typical Trumpian fashion and conservative fashion, this is timed because BB's in trouble in the polls.
Okay.
And under indictment. But again, conservatives, it doesn't matter. We've learned that that Republicans will elect people to this term, to representatives that were elected that were under indictment at the time. And the Republicans elected them anyway.
They don't care.
They don't. And now both of those assholes are going to jail. Both of them.
You're talking about the guy that got
retired
with the insider trading.
Duncan Hunter.
On his phone.
Yes.
In the White House.
Duncan Hunter was the other one. The guy that tried to blame his wife for stealing campaign
oh,
money.
Oh, I love that too. I love that.
And I forget the other dude's name, but he was the one who was, they caught him. He's even on camera at a White House event answering his cell phone, and they've timed it, and they found out that that was the phone call that he got from this friend of his who was like, oh, this company is about to announce that their drug is killing people and not helping people. And he calls his son right then, and he's like, sell all that stock. Get out of that stock. Get out of it.
I love how the first thing someone does that has invested money in a drug that's killing people, their first thought was,
I think that was what it was. I think the trials went badly or something like that.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I'm using hyperbole for the killing people part.
Well,
that's not
you.
The story.
Whatever. This drug that destroyed people, whatever the fuck it did. That their first concern was, is anyone sick? Who's in danger? How can we help the victims of this drug that did bad things?
No.
Daddy, move my trust fund out of there. It's going to lose money. Fuck you.
So there you go, John Bolton. Even more. Once you know, all we're going to do now is just going to get more.
Yeah,
because you know, the New York Times, whoever's got a copy of this book that leaked, they're not going to blow every single story in one day. They're not going to give 20 bombshells in a day. They're like, fuck this. We've got we can make this last for weeks.
Do you think the Democrats? While this is going on, the Democrats should take some time right now to, what is it called when all those child molesting cardinals get together to
conclave?
Have a conclave, just like those child rapists at the Vatican.
Not all the cardinals are.
I'm sorry, that's the appropriate response because evidence. I mean, God,
not all.
This is not all, but. Good goddamn many of them. The Democrats need to get together and put their support behind one guy, one woman, one human being, and beat Donald Trump because it's desperate. We should all feel like this is desperate. What did that guy say on MSNBC? That if Trump's reelected, he's going to come after the press.
That was Tony Schwartz, the author of... Part of the deal. He said, we're all fucked.
Ooh.
Basically, if he gets elected again, he thinks that'll be it. Who's going to stop him? We know the Republicans aren't going to ever do the right thing. So, well, no, he'll rip up the Constitution. The Republicans will say, well, you know, it maybe needed some updating anyway.
I would argue that he's ripped it up. I mean, I don't know how it's working for us right now. This is, you know, some nutty shit. I'm just saying the Democrats need to pick a guy. They need to pick a guy. They need to...
Or woman.
Coalesce. Yes, yes. I'm meaning guy and anybody. You know, God, I know that's... Whatever. You know, I'm being... That's a sexist pronoun, right? To say guy. I should say being. Pick a fucking being.
You say you guys.
And have that being... Run for fucking president and beat this guy. He's not leaving anyway, but at least it'll be something, right? Fuck.
Over at the Drudge Report, same headline, more Bolton details, shake impeachment.
Right.
Senate to reject witnesses, trial could extend into next week. Oh, so they may.
Yes.
They may, you know, stretch this out just a minute or two, but.
What is Bolton going to parlay this into? What will.
Well, he's going to a lot of book sales, a lot of money.
I mean, what do you think? I honestly think he's going to run for president after this.
Bolton?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, see, well, sure. That's the thing with this fucked up Republican Party. That the
I think Romney's still keeping his nipples polished and plucked.
To run?
Sure.
Boy, I tell you, who has more personality, Mittens or Jeb?
Oh, God. Really? That's a tough choice.
God, GOP loves don't have a better white guy to pick.
Well, he was governor here for a while, right? How'd he do?
Mitt Romney was governor.
Jeb Bush was governor of Florida.
Oh, I don't even know.
Remember, it was just a coincidence that he was governor of Florida when
he gave his little brother.
Yeah.
He gave his little brother the fucking presidency.
So those are the headlines, yes. Everybody.
I mean, you know, Jeb was our governor, and now the governor is Ron DeRacist.
Was he Jeb? Well, don't forget Rick Scott, Ryan D. The interim.
Don't forget Ron DeRacist. Ron DeRacist was elected, like, before he even took office. Some remark about a monkey. Something racist. Don't monkey things up. Let's not monkey things up and vote for Andrew Gillum. That's what he said. Remember?
Yes.
And then he would have these ads when he was running for governor of the state that featured his kid building a border wall with his fucking little toy blocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And a Trump onesie on the baby.
Right.
A MAGA onesie.
Right. A lot of people think Florida is more fucked up than Texas.
Well, I mean, Florida man stories.
But not Alabama.
That's true.
Or Mississippi.
We've got in the it is Faithless Friday, like I said. Let's do a Faithlessly Friday story. This one has been going on for a minute.
Yes.
And this is the New Orleans Saints, the football team.
Fuck you. They're very popular here.
Well, they're saying that in some way,
yes,
the New Orleans Saints helped with the PR spin with some church diddlers. Lawyers for a man who claims he was sexually molested by a Catholic lay worker as a child. The lawyers are now seeking testimony from the New Orleans Saints and the football team's top spokesman. The Saints,
yes,
had offered public relations assistance to the Archdiocese of New Orleans regarding clergy sexual abuse cases. We'll send our PR people to help you spin this.
But why?
Well, I'm sure the owners of the Saints are probably some crazy Catholics.
Is our planet just ruled by all the same rich people that just molest kids? It's just a bunch of rich molesters running everything. They just know each other. We borrow your lawyers.
The team says it urged the archdiocese to be open and fully transparent, dealing with allegations of sex abuse.
Yes.
Now they want these lawyers want the spokesman and representatives of the New Orleans Saints to testify in his trial.
Right. That's so. I mean, so is that happening a lot with different?
Well, I don't know. The
sports organizations?
So it was a report from the Associated Press.
Yes.
that, well, now the Saints are going to court to keep the public from seeing hundreds of emails allegedly showing team executives.
Yes.
Doing public relations damage control for the area's Roman Catholic diocese.
Oh, my God. I mean, the Saints, though, I wonder if the New Orleans Saints, what the Saint is, I mean, is it a Catholic, are they related to the team? Like, the Saints is a Catholic thing, right?
I don't think so.
Have ties to the local church there?
Attorneys for about two dozen men suing the two dozen the most recent two dozen.
Yes.
Suing the church, say the documents show that the NFL team helped the archdiocese contain fallout from a burgeoning sexual abuse crisis.
Burgeoning!
The attorneys allege that the Saints, whose owner is devoutly Catholic,
fuck you,
aided the archdiocese in, quote, its pattern and practice of concealing its crimes.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ, man. Shit.
The attorneys for the victim said, obviously, the Saints should not be in the business of assisting the archdiocese.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Her friends are outside.
The dog. Oh, I want to see. Oh, shit.
The dog. She's there. She goes. There's a woman in the neighborhood who has a giant bloodhound whose bark can be heard from 2 blocks away. And that's one of Shelby's friends.
Are they friends?
They just walked by outside.
Did they actually get along?
They've met. It's the other dog that is the not.
What are their names? What are their names?
Jack is the
Jack
is the bloodhound. I don't know the other dog's name.
Wow, Jack. Jeez.
Saints attorneys are disputing suggestions that they help the church cover up crimes.
Right.
Those claims are outrageous, they say.
But that's what they did, right? Or they didn't cover it up. They just, what happens is, I guess in New Orleans, a Catholic priest will rape a child, and then the good people of the New Orleans Saints will come in and make everyone feel better about it.
not only is it outrageous that to suggest that they were helping the church cover up crimes, but you can't have our emails of talking about it.
What?
Because, quote, these are intended for private use and should not be fodder for the public.
God, well, can't someone just go in there and hack shit out of their emails? And hey, dickhead, if some dude sitting in some Russian, I don't know, does Russia have like the KGB? Do they have a whole department of hacking? I know North Korea does.
Well, now it's the FSB, yeah.
Do you think the FSB can hack into the New Orleans Saints?
Oh, please. It's probably not just
a bunch of guys. It's not a bunch of football coaches diddling around on keyboards and shit like that. I mean, they're for real.
The NFL this week had a shit ton of their team's Twitter accounts hacked all at once.
But that, their team's Twitter, not their dumbass players.
No, the team, Twitters. Yes. Multiple different Twitters were hacked.
You know, I was just going to say, I do poo-poo Twitter a lot because I think what they're allowing the president to do is just fucking insane. Surely he violates your community standards, but whatever. But if you really want to...
Well, Facebook is worse because what he's doing on Facebook is more insidious with those ads.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
His blathering is entertaining at best. It's not going to change any minds, but the bullshit with the ads. They were saying, did you see Soros came out? Soros doesn't like Zuckerberg.
Right.
And Soros has said Facebook needs to get rid of Zuckerberg. And I forget what the second in charge's name is. He said, because they're only out to make money at all costs.
Well, if Zuckerberg loses his job, how is he going to maintain his lifestyle?
He'll be okay.
See, if I was Zuckerberg, I would I love George Soros's idea. I hate working. I have plenty of money. I'm going to go fuck off somewhere and everybody can suck my dick.
The Archdiocese in New Orleans is also fighting the release of the Saints' emails.
What is in these emails? What the fuck?
Has not commented, but NFL policy states that everyone who's part of the league must refrain from conduct detrimental to the integrity of and public confidence in the NFL.
But you can beat your wives and shit like that.
Oh, well, you know.
Just don't kneel. Don't kneel. You can beat your wives. And if an organization wants to cover up the rapings of a bunch of creepy fucking priests, that's fine, too. But whatever you do, don't kneel during the fucking anthem.
So the court is going to appoint one of those special masters, which sounds like a kind of dumb thing.
Special master.
To hear arguments in the upcoming weeks on whether the communications should remain confidential.
But, you know, if that person is your master, then that person is inherently special to you anyway. So you can just say master.
The AP is also suing to get the documents released as a matter of public interest.
Right. Here's the matter. The public is insanely interested in why you're helping rapists. Just wondering.
Ties between local church leaders and the Saints include a close friendship between New Orleans Archbishop Gregory Amond and Gail Benson, who inherited the team and the New Orleans Pelicans basketball team when her husband Tom Benson died in 2018.
So this dickhead scrabbled out of a vagina. Hey, look at me. I own a football team.
She was married to a guy that
had
purchased the team.
Okay.
The Archbishop was at Gail Benson's side as she walked in the funeral procession.
Right.
So they're buds.
They're good friends. Every once in a while.
She's also given millions of dollars to Catholic institutions.
Yes.
The Archbishop is a regular guest of hers at games and charitable events for the church.
So, I get it. So all her buddies at the Catholic Church, they're all of a sudden getting in trouble for raping kids. And she's like, oh, no, not my friends. I'm going to help them out. That's it, right?
Attorneys say that the church, that multiple Saints personnel, including Senior Vice President of Communications, use their team email to advise church officials on messaging. Messaging.
Man, this tells you what the fuck.
And how to soften the impact of the Archdiocese release of a list of clergy members who were, quote, credibly accused of sexual abuse.
Bully, man. Credibly accused. That means it probably happened.
The attorneys for the Saints acknowledged that they assisted the Archdiocese in its publishing of the list, but said that it was an act of disclosure, the opposite of concealment.
Wait.
They told them to put it out, I guess.
But why are you helping them anyway? I mean, why do you have this relationship with them? I mean, because it's weird. Because I guess this is just another form of community outreach that sports organizations do, you know, because, you know, they have, you know, like professional teams will do some kind of charity event for kids, sick children, you know, they'll, I don't know, maybe there's a natural disaster somewhere, they'll raise money for that. Or I guess if there's a bunch of priests on the hook for raping children, they'll reach out into their community and help those priests. Or just help their reputation with their PR firm.
Well, and you know, what if you're a PR intern working for the New Orleans Saints, and suddenly you find yourself trying to figure out how to help some kid diddlers?
Yeah, I would be like, I don't remember this episode of Sports Night. It's very strange.
A handful of Saints emails that emerged last year in the litigation included an exchange in October 2018 in which this is the VP of comms guy.
Yes.
Asked a spokeswoman for the Archdiocese whether, do you think it might be a benefit to say we support a victim's right to pursue a remedy through the courts? And then she said, I don't think we want to say we support victims going to the courts. But we certainly encourage them to come forward.
Why would a football? You know, there's irony here, right? Help me understand this irony. The irony is that a PR team whose job it is to uphold the reputation of the thing they're working for is actually hurting the reputation of the Saints by helping these rapey priests, right?
Yeah.
That's ironic. Is that ironic?
I don't know.
God damn it. Alanis Morissette, she's the only one that knows anything about irony, I guess.
The fight of the emails is part of a flurry of claims filed against the Archdiocese. Flurry of claims filed against the Archdiocese over its employment of George F. Brignac. A longtime school teacher, deacon, who was removed from ministry in 1988 after a 7-year-old boy accused him of fondling him at a Christmas party. The accusation followed claims that Brignac abused several other boys, including one case leading to his acquittal in 1978 on 3 counts of indecent behavior with a juvenile.
Okay. And so you don't want to be on that guy's team, right? I mean, do you want to be in the business of helping that guy?
Oh, I think we did this story. Church officials let him act as a lay minister until local news accounts prompted his ouster and an apology from the archdiocese. Last year, it was reported that despite his supposed defrocking, he also maintained access to school children and held leadership roles as really recently as 2018 in the Knights of Columbus, which is a Catholic, you know, it's like the...
Is it really?
KFC is kind of Catholic, yeah.
I thought it was like the Rotary Club
or something. But it's mostly Catholic.
The same shit.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Following a new wave of publicity in which Brignac told a reporter, "Well, I touched boys, but never for immoral purposes."
Wait. I touched boys, but wait, I don't want to say that on that. The guy said I touched.
But never for immoral purposes.
What purposes then?
He was indicted last month. Last month, he's 85.
Oh,
he was indicted last month on a rape charge that could land him behind bars for the rest of his life. One could argue that any sentence could end him behind bars for the rest of his life. Yeah, he's 85.
He might not even know he's there.
The prosecution came more than a year after a former altar boy told police that Brignac repeatedly raped him beginning in the 1970s. He said it started when he was 7 and continued through him being 11.
So, is the New Orleans Saints severing relationships with the Catholic Church? Or?
The Archdiocese has settled several lawsuits against Brignac already.
Oh, okay.
And included the former deacon in a list of more than 50 names released in late 2018 of credibly accused clergy.
Wait, oh, 50 names.
50.
So
in one city.
So they send over an Excel sheet. It's got 50 names of rapey priests. They're like, "Dear New Orleans Saints PR, attached, please find a bunch of rapey priests.
We're going to release this list. How? What do you think we should say?
What's your strategy for this? How should we spend this?"
You know, that owner was totally like, "Oh, Archbishop, you can use our PR people and our communications people.
Oh, my
They'll
God.
Help you through this to help with the messaging."
Jesus Christ.
It's religion, man. Even the really rich people.
The messaging.
Some of the really rich people.
"Dear Jeebus people, when are you going to just let this shit go? Because you could let it go. It doesn't exist."
I wonder if Bill Barr is sweeping any of these under the rug.
This Opus Dei shit. Now, they're like...
He's the attorney general. He can start squashing these investigations and prosecutions into some of these priests.
Well, you know, Why wouldn't he just continue the investigations?
Because he's Opus Dei.
Oh, I see. And that's...
He's pro-priests.
His allegiance to Opus Dei trumps, like, protecting children?
I guess. You're suggesting that Bill Barr would do something untoward and disloyal?
Yeah. Well, boy, that's a weird fucking story.
Well, there you go. Faithless Friday, everybody.
I still don't understand.
Yes.
I guess I get it. They're friends, right? The ownership of the Saints are friends with the local archdiocese in New Orleans.
She's a big Catholic Jesus freak and shovels money to that fraudulent organization.
But Catholic Jesus freak, what about that spreadsheet with 50 accusers? Credible.
I guess we have our vote, 51.
Oh.
51-49.
Okay.
Which is exactly what we thought it would be. I thought, I think we got Mitt Romney and,
well,
what's her face? Susan Collins.
Thanks for nothing, guys. I mean, really, the Mittens and Susan, you voted right, but big fucking deal. It was pointless.
Yeah.
Your party can't stop this guy, but you foisted this dick bag upon us, but now you can't get rid of him. Go fuck yourself.
So there you go.
Fuck them.
51-49.
Yes.
No witnesses will be heard in a, quote, trial. So this is not a trial. This is a cover-up.
See, like, I just feel like Elizabeth Warren should be running, and they should all be strategizing. How are we going to vanquish this vampire? That's they should all be in a room with overhead projectors, legal pads, pens and shit. Everybody's talking about shit, note cards. Nobody should be yelling at each other. Bernie and Elizabeth shouldn't be arguing. It's stupid.
RIP America trending.
Oh, that's good,
that's
right?
Great, huh?
That's good. Yes. God.
Good job, Republicans.
Wow.
RIP America. Hashtag GOP cowards trending.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder what party the person is. It's the friends with all the rapey priests and friends with the archdiocese and
Senate GOP cover up trending.
Yes.
Moscow Mitch traitor trending.
Right.
Murkowski Marco.
Isn't Pelosi making the argument that this trial
and Yang money bomb?
Right. This trial was a fraud, and so they really haven't had a trial, and he can't be acquitted at this point. Or they can't, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, he's impeached.
Yeah.
They're going to try to say he was never impeached. They're going to try to, you know, Trump's going to, somehow, he's going to try to say that he was never impeached.
Jesus Christ.
Because he doesn't want that asterisk. What titty.
Yeah, yeah. And he also doesn't want to be arrested. He's going to do anything he can to not leave that fucking White House as much as he hates it.
So there we go.
I mean, what would you rather do if you were president? Would you rather hang out at Mar-a-Lago? Which I'm sure is nice. There's parts of it that are nice. Or would you rather hang at the White House? I'm at the White House! I'm inviting friends over to the White House. Look at this shit. It's amazing. It's Jefferson's bedroom. I got a bowling alley. This is where they shot West Wing.
Now it's just,
Yes.
Now it's just...
Well, we can get...
It's done.
But can't Pelosi introduce more articles?
Oh, sure.
Right.
And I would hope that that's what eventually happens.
Just drip, drip, drip. There's got to be more shit on this guy.
Yeah. Undoubtedly.
Right.
And as more of this stuff hopefully comes out, shakes out through the courts, like the other stuff, the emolument stuff, the Trump Foundation stuff.
Is Trump taking a victory lap now? Is he taking a victory lap? I mean, he's not running.
Well, he just got the vote on the witnesses.
Yes.
So I'm sure he will.
Right.
A little while ago, he tweeted, they had 17 witnesses already. The Democrats.
Right.
It's not our fault they didn't call these other guys.
You know, I imagine it stresses Trump out when he's upset, even more so because he believes that the human body only has so much energy to exert before you just die. Right. You only have so much energy, a finite amount in your body. And once you ejaculate that out, curtains.
We've got, it is Faithless Friday. Yes. We've got some other.
How the fuck does Trump end up believing that? He went to all these fancy schools. Did he go to Harvard or Wharton or some
Wharton,
shit?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So how does he believe something dumb like that your body has a battery that could run out of juice?
Follow up to yesterday's story.
Crab diving follow up.
Of the brilliant right-wing thought leader online, Chris McDonald, who yesterday was speculating on the fact that, you know, well, is it possible that Hillary Clinton had Kobe Bryant killed to distract from the impeachment trial?
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
And how the Democrats are getting their asses handed to them in the impeachment trial?
The country is getting their asses handed to them right now. That's what is going on. It's not the Democrats, you fuck.
So here's Chris McDonald on the McFiles show.
McFiles? Is that what
The McFiles, yeah.
He calls it that?
That's the name of the show, I guess.
It's stupid.
You're
an idiot.
With, I don't know who this other dude is. Oh, wait, Corey Daniel.
Oh, God.
From the Phoenix Enigma. Oh, brother.
Oh, shit, yes. Here's my penis.
Here's a little follow-up on what he said yesterday about Kobe Bryant and Hillary.
Oh, God.
Let me make a wild theory. This is just, and there's only wild conspiracy theory I'm ever going to toss out there.
That is a lie.
You fucking liar. That's your show, man.
The only conspiracy. That's the only conspiracy theory I'm going to toss out there.
They all say that, right?
I'm not in conspiracy, but.
Conspiracy theory I'm ever going to toss out there on this program, and I normally don't do this, but I'm going to ask you this, just a food for thought question. We all know that it's a pretty much given that Mrs. HRC, look, I've had Cody Snodgrass on this show that's told me story. He's told me stuff off camera that would make people's hair curl about Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Me too.
It's amazing.
Me too.
That they all hear these stories,
yes,
and none of them have evidence, and they don't say it on the air. If you had stories that would make your hair curl and about Hillary, and then you say it on the air.
But there are those stories, though.
He told me offline. We were reaching under the stall in the bathroom, and he was telling me all about this stuff going on.
Friday. You know, man, I remember, was it the late 90s or something? Like, people would forward crazy emails, and a lot of them had to do with the Clintons, right? Bullshit stories. You know, mass graves. Well,
Comet Ping Pong Pizza, Spirit Dinners.
But this is before, social media and shit.
Right, right.
I mean, that's been going on forever.
It's told me story. He's told me stuff off camera that would make people's hair curl about Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Me too.
Ole Domegard agrees. I've had people that don't even follow this stuff tell me that she's a witch. People have told me that you told me Nancy Pelosi's a witch.
He means, actual... spell-wielding, sacrifice-making witches.
You dumb fucks.
You tell me she's a witch. That's right.
Can you imagine being so sexist and stupid that you don't... Not only... I don't even know what that is. Not only do you think women aren't human, you think they're a witch.
Well, and these morons are just self-filleting each other.
No, yes.
Using each other as... They're experts. Well, you know, people tell me that she's... You tell me she's a witch. That's right. Well, you tell me that she killed people with her left titty gun. That's right, too.
It's like there's this one-upsmanship.
That's how they confirm their bullshit with each other.
Oh, yeah, they're just in a little sound.
No evidence, nothing. It's like, well, I heard from him. Well, I heard from him. Oh, I heard this. Well, I heard that.
And they always try to top each other, these Republicans, these conservatives, with their Hillary bullshit. You hear that guy? Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too. And...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Me too.
Ole Domegard agrees. I've had people that don't even...
Ole Domegard agrees. Ole Domegard agrees. You know, that's a pure expert right there. I don't know who the fuck he's talking about. Who cares?
Name again?
Who cares? Ole Domegard or whatever the fuck. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't care. But he's quoting these experts.
Hey, and to the second banana on this show, my God.
He's a guest.
Oh, to the guest on this show, fuck you.
I've had people that don't even follow this stuff tell me that she's a witch. People have told me that you told me Nancy Pelosi's a witch. Can a witch, Corey, cast a spell on something like this to cause death? And not be, I'm just throwing that out. I don't know anything.
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just speculating. I don't want anybody to think I'm nutballs or nothing.
You, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, you're a dumb fuck, right? These guys are dumb fucks.
Can a witch cast a spell? Stop right there. No!
I'm a witch!
No!
God.
People have told me that you told me Nancy Pelosi.
So he's thinking like Hillary and Nancy were somewhere naked in the woods, holding each other's dugs, casting a spell to bring down Kobe Bryant's Sikorsky.
Oh, yeah. I, God damn. That's, wow. What kind of spell brings down a helicopter? What kind?
I don't know. He's asking. He's just speculating. I don't know. He's asking an expert, Ryan. Let me ask you. Do you think it's is it possible that there's a spell?
What a great show they have.
Follow this stuff.
What do you think Mr. Expert's answer is going to be? Do you think it's possible there's a spell? Oh, fuck yeah, man. Look what they killed Seth Rich. They killed Vince Foster. Yeah. Of course they got fucking full.
Right.
Don't even follow this stuff. Tell me that she's a witch. People have told me that you told me Nancy Pelosi's a witch. Can a witch, Corey, cast a spell on something like this to cause death and not be... I'm just throwing that out. I don't know anything about this stuff. You do. Is that possible? That something, if she wanted to get rid of Kobe, and I'm not, please, Right Wing Watch, don't be putting me and Corey or saying this. I'm
sorry, fuckers, but they indeed are going to do that.
Yeah, I am on Right Wing Watch's thread right now.
I don't know.
Playing this video.
But it's like trying to figure out whether or not this person is a witch, this conversation going on. I mean, he's like, I'm going to strong word. Why do they all sound?
And then he's like, now, Right Wing Watch, I'm just speculating here. Don't go putting down that I said Hillary is a witch and caused death. I'm just asking a question.
Why do they sound so fucking? If you listen to the way these assholes talk, it's all the front of their mouth. You know what I mean? It's like, how are you doing?
It's because the Lord is. Pushing up through their uvulas.
Oh, Jesus is insane.
Possible
there.
That something, if she wanted to get rid of Kobe, and I'm not, please, Right Wing Watch, don't be putting me and Corey or saying this. This is just a food for thought question. Do you think Hillary would be able to do it if she wanted to do it?
Oh, they don't have the answer. Oh, Right Wing Watch.
Do you think Hillary be able to do it if he wanted to do it?
A little disappointed in
you. Yeah, you guys, that's a fuck up.
Oh, wait. This version is longer.
Okay. Wait, my mistake. See. Good job. I wanted to do it.
Thought question. Do you think Hillary would be able to do it if she wanted to do it?
Oh, they stop it. Fuck. Okay.
Hillary do that? She's a witch. She'll shoot darts out of her vagina.
Do you think Hillary would be able to do it if she wanted to?
Hell yes.
Why wouldn't Trump be dead then?
I don't know.
Oh, I know, because the Christians protect him with their Jesus magic.
Yes, and mysterious ways, and we're still waiting on word from QAnon. It's very complicated.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, yes. There's a lot going on when you're trapped in some weird mental illness, and you think some guy in the sky is telling you what to do and what not to do. There's a lot going on.
So, Right Wing Watch, don't play me saying this bullshit.
Fuck ye.
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, the nerve, dickheads.
Oh, my God. Here's another one. Chris McDonald aired a two-hour program last night during which he, and this is the same guy, political occultist expert.
Yes. Political occult. Well, they're an expert in Trump, right?
Well, no, Trump is protected by the Lord. He's an expert in Hillary.
Obama!
And all the evil. Totally Obama.
Right.
I firmly believe Kobe was involved in the occult. He was practicing occultism. I call him a witch.
He was practicing.
Absolutely,
basketball.
100%. With all this. And we'll get to why here in a minute. Everything that he was involved in. He was utilizing ancient occultic knowledge.
That's my point.
He was using ancient occultic knowledge. Dare I say he was a witch?
That's my point. God.
That's my point here that we're trying to get across tonight, that you, Corey, and I certainly believe it too. This was a ritual sacrifice of Kobe Bryant. We don't know exactly who, but we know it took place.
Wait. I firmly believe.
Oh, okay, anyway.
But wait. What kind of ritual is this again? Everybody, you get a major basketball player in.
Ritual sacrifice.
But they went down in a helicopter. I'm just saying that's an odd fucking ritual.
Well, you know. Hillary works in mysterious ways.
You're going to bloodlet a goat? Burn some incense?
This one's amazing also. You know? This is our good friend Rick Wiles, everybody.
Fuck you.
And you know, Rick has been actually... finally other places other than Right Wing Watch
yes.
and us have started talking about Rick Wiles, especially mostly recently because of the fact that he got press credentials to go to Davos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're really anti-Semitic over there at True News,
the week
right?
before he went to Davos, he was talking about the Jew stream media and the evil Jew jihad and how the Jews are doing everything and the Jews and the Jews and
right,
the Jews.
Right. They were even talking about that shit at Davos.
Bro, yeah, right.
That was fucking, I just don't understand. It's like, you're gonna go to some amazing place you've never been. I assume they haven't been to Davos.
So Rick is upsetty pants.
Boy.
Apparently, that he is being called anti-Semitic.
Wait a second. But Rick, wait, Rick. Come on now.
Know,
you are, though.
No, but then listen to his argument here.
Wait, this is Rick Wilson's argument.
Rick
that
Wiles.
I'm sorry, Rick Wilson. Rick Wiles is arguing he is not anti-Semitic, right? How's that?
Well, yes.
But he is.
Well, he's not anti-Semitic. He's being painted that way.
Oh, well.
By the Jew-owned media.
Well, let me tell you something. They're doing a bang-up job there.
By the Jew-owned media.
God, he said that. But that's anti-Semitic, you fuck.
Now that we're back, we want to show you kind of a montage of some of the trash that was thrown at us by the Jewish-controlled news media.
So he's setting this up to say,
"Oh,
I'm not." They're accusing me of hating Jews, and he opens with,
"Hey,
the Jewish-controlled news media."
That's spectacular.
That was thrown at us by the Jewish-controlled news media that wants to stop us from expressing our views. Look, I have three constitutional rights at play here. They have the freedom of press. We're a news program right here. This is freedom of press. I have freedom of speech. I have a right as an American to express my views and freedom of religion.
Yes.
I can express my religious beliefs. Also, I can worship God. These news Nazis are telling us, no, you don't. You don't have those rights in America anymore, and we're going to crush you.
You do have those rights.
Oh, my God.
You have the right to say whatever the fuck you want, and we have the right to crush you.
And you're confusing me. I'm very confused right now. Rick Wiles is anti-Semitic. He says things that are anti-Semitic in a way that it sounds like he likes to be anti-Semitic. So if someone calls him anti-Semitic, that bothers him.
Those rights in America anymore, and we're going to crush you. Complete control now. They're crushing all alternative voices in this country. The Zionists are saying we will control what can be.
This is the butthurt conservative mantra that
yes.
you don't like. They're saying that they don't like what we're saying. That's nasty. What about our rights?
What about our
You
rights?
Have to let us be everywhere spewing our hate. You have to let us come into your living room.
God. But you are everywhere. You're in the fucking park.
Exactly.
You're in the goddamn Bayview Park.
What you can think, everything.
What you can do with your money.
Yes.
Deplatforming and debanking.
Yes. Who
is they want
this
complete.
Nazi?
That's one of the
background.
The third wheel guy. I don't know his name.
Listen, third banana.
That's not Doc. This is the younger guy.
Listen, you're the less important Nazi on Rick Wiles. How sad for you.
You don't. The First Amendment doesn't apply to social media, twat face. It doesn't.
It's freedom.
You can't force crabdiving.com
right
to play your bullshit.
Yeah, dick.
That's what you're trying to say to Twitter and to Facebook. You must play our hate bullshit.
And when you join their platform, don't you agree to their community standards and bullshit
right.
in the fine fucking right. print?
But remember, these guys will squeal about communism, socialism, and everything. But do you remember Rick Wiles? We played the clip a couple of weeks ago or a month ago of him saying, I think the state should take over the media.
God. How's that? How does that work for the GOP with the free marketplace?
Well, exactly.
And capitalism,
because
all that shit.
Because they're
You're
fascists.
Just take over
That's
fucking
why.
Facebook?
Because they're fascists.
Listen, if I work my ass off, I got problems with Mark Zuckerberg. I'm just saying, if it was my platform, I work to make some, I don't know what my platform would be. It would be called Fuckface. Hi, I run Fuckface. And everybody puts their shit on Fuckface. Now it's mine. You put your shit on my Fuckface platform at my pleasure. And if I don't like your shit, it's gone. And I don't have to tell you why, right? Because it's mine, motherfucker.
Here's more of Rick.
I mean, jeez.
Deep control.
Here's more of Rick completely convincing us that he's not anti-Semitic.
But you say...
By telling us that the Jews who control the media are stifling him.
I don't understand.
What you can do with your money?
Yes.
Deplatforming and debanking. Yes.
They want complete control of the public discourse. Wake up and realize what's happening to your country. There's very little time left to stop the complete takeover.
Okay. Jeez.
This is a takeover of the United States.
It's a
coup. You're being brought into slavery. You're being brought into
the guy who wants to force us all to be Christians, who wants to force women to give birth, who wants to force gay people to not be able to live their lives the way they want to and be treated equally. He is saying that
yes,
we are persecuting them by not allowing them to do that, to you persecute know, everybody else. Fuck you, piece of Christian shit.
Yeah, fuck you and fuck your God and all that fucking shit. It's bullshit. And, you know, this story... In a different context, it would be kind of funny and stupid. You're just like this idiot on the internet saying all this dumb shit. But this guy has access to our president. And this guy can go in and is the press corps for the White House. I think that's disturbing.
Yeah. It's
you're being brought into slavery. You're being brought into
allowing them to force us into Christianity is slavery.
Right. If I task our intern to find me similar comparisons to shit that went on in Nazi Germany, could the intern find that to compare it to this?
Should play this.
Maybe a different intern. But you know what I mean? It's just, there has to be similarities.
Into slavery. You're being brought into captivity.
Bondage.
Yes.
This is the same shit they said, that the Jews were taking over the banking. The Jews were taking over the media. Where have we heard that before?
Well, in our history. Bondage, though. Like, bondage?
And he called the media Nazis. Remember. These media Nazis.
As a pejorative?
Well, because he won't acknowledge that he's a Nazi.
But he got, I mean...
Captivity.
Bondage.
Yes.
Bondage.
And it'll be 100 years before you can break out of this. You'll live out your life. Your kids will look what happened to the Russians. They went 70 years when the Jews took over Russia in 1917.
After
the Jews took over Russia.
So he doesn't want to be called anti-Semitic, but he is making the case that the planet would be better if we got these Jews under control. That's what he's saying.
They went 70 years when the Jews took over Russia in 1917.
After the royal family in that country was killed in a blood sacrifice.
Yes.
They were killed by revolutionaries who shot the fuck out of them.
Hey, to the piece of shit that is just mouth puking
blood sacrifice.
Some other bullshit that Alex Jones shot out of his asshole, or who knows where that came from.
So they really think that anybody who kills somebody, it's a blood sacrifice. Kobe.
That's a blood sacrifice?
Yeah.
It's a ritualistic thing, right?
Hillary somehow shot vagina magic into the sky and brought down the helicopter.
Mecha-leka hi, mecha-hiney ho.
And it was a blood, that's what the same thing this asshole said about Kobe. That other asshole. It was a blood sacrifice. It was,
you know,
Chris McDonald, it was a blood sacrifice.
It's also stupid and hilarious, but these people are in the White House. And that's fucked
right.
up. This is insane. This is
the Jews took over Russia in 1917.
After the royal family in that country was killed in a blood sacrifice.
Yes. So it's happening to America right now.
Hey, whoever the little sycophant is with Rick Wiles just sucking him off. Fuck you. Fuck you, you loser. You sellout motherfucker.
So Rick Wiles blaming news Nazis in the Jew-controlled news media for the allegations that he's anti-Semitic.
Imagine wallowing around in the swamp of right-wing nut job Chris DeBan fucking shitbag internet media and your second
vile
banana.
Creatures these things are.
Deplatforming the banks or whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah.
You vile piece of shit. You're not even the head banana. You're the second banana. You're a loser.
It was a blood sacrifice. Those poor Romanovs.
What?
That subjugated and tortured their people and did the we're rich, fuck you.
You know,
kind of thing. The let them eat cake.
Yes.
That's why.
Why is it that all these white supremacists seem to know a little bit about certain times in our history? You know, like this is obviously whatever bullshit that guy whipped out about Russia. It's right there on the tip of his tongue. That's his arguing point. What about the Russians?
God, the stupid is strong in this country.
It really is.
The stupid is in charge right now in
yes,
this country.
And we don't. We got to figure out how to get him out of there. And I think that means that Biden and Bernie and Elizabeth and everybody just needs to be a little more kumbaya and figure out how to make it work to get this fuckface out of office, okay? Somebody needs to say that to them. They need an intervention, don't you think?
Impeachment trial sham trending.
Right. This country needs an intervention. We need
a
plan.
There's a pretty fucking pessimistic piece I saw over. Where was that? I think it was it Ross Story maybe? It's these people who are saying, "Oh, don't worry, it's going to get better." It's like, no, it's
gonna
not.
Get better.
They're like, no, it's not. Here, resist false hope.
Holy fucking shit.
This is where's it originally from? Oh, it's originally from Salon.
Oh, oui, oui.
Salon. A reprint from Salon.
Yes.
I'm gonna go over Salon because they have much less onerous advertising.
Yes. I love Salon, man.
Raw Story I like, but goddamn, Raw Story just paralyzes your PC with their 1,000 fucking ads running.
Right.
I
like Wonkette, too. I like that.
Resist false hope, America. This is Chauncey DeVega writing.
Ooh, wee, wee.
America under Trump is in big trouble, and there's no going back.
Oh, shit. Great.
Mainstream hope peddlers keep telling us everything will be normal again, but it won't.
It won't. See, how do you repair the Iran shit? How do you come back from that? How do we get back some of these ballistic missile treaties that we used to have before this lunatic came in office? How do we save our agriculture industry for these fucking tariffs?
The United States is a sick society, Chauncey DeVega writes. It is a failing democracy. By that measure, America is no longer truly exceptional, in quotes, among nations.
Well, no shit, motherfucker. Of course, I agree with you.
Income inequality and other forms of social inequality are limiting the life opportunities of many Americans. Mass shootings and other forms of gun violence are a public health crisis. Our nation leads the world in mass murders by guns, an ignoble distinction.
And you know what the fucking shit of that is? The bullshit is that when you bring up the idea of gun control, people just always say, well, you know, there's just so many guns in this country. You're never going to change a gun culture. So you just have to deal with 30,000 gun deaths a year or more.
Continuing, for much of the American people, lifespans are getting shorter. The Republican Party's policies are actually killing and hurting Americans who are not rich.
Okay. So that's most Americans, right?
Right.
So American policy, I'm just trying to figure
Republican policies.
Yes. You guys in the Republican Party might want to rethink your shit, because what I'm hearing from At Vile Experience is that your policies make our lives shorter.
Right.
And we have reduced life opportunities, which to me means makes your life shorter.
This country, the best allegedly in the world, is way up there in infant mortality rates.
Well, that's a negative.
We have babies
right?
dying.
Oh shit!
For reasons that are not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's not a positive.
Loneliness and social atomization are increasing. Politically, the U.S. is paralyzed by extreme polarization and negative partisanship, especially among Republicans and conservatives. Donald Trump's white rage politics are normalizing white supremacy and overt racism.
Okay, okay. A little bit of a disagreement here. You're both sizing it a little bit. He said especially the right, but let's be honest. The racist. What this person means is
well, he's saying he said extreme polarization and negative partisanship, especially on the Republican side.
Right.
American right hates the very idea of government, especially in the form of multiracial democracy, except as a means of protecting its own political power. The basic idea of government as a means this sentence I read this earlier. This sentence got me. Because this is what we say about government.
Yes.
The basic idea of government as a means of solving common problems through collective action.
Helping.
Solving common problems through collective action. That's communism. That's socialism.
But that's the definition of helping people, isn't it?
Well, that's roads.
Yes.
That's water.
We need that shit.
That's everything. That's government.
I mean, there's a bridge being built.
And these idiots think that for-profit corporations will do a better job. Think of what your life's going to be like if your water is controlled by a private corporation all of a sudden.
Well, unless I'm on the board of that corporation, I'm getting the shit end of the stick.
Right. Because, you know, that corporation's main concern is the welfare of the people and that everybody gets good, clean water.
You know, I tell you, just
shareholder value is their prime care.
Take out Ukraine, take out the Bob Mueller shit, all that other shit. Think about like how the president's cabinets are doing it. And their purpose is just to privatize, right? Privatize. I mean,
an entire culture appears to have amused itself to death, drunk on spectacle and self-medicating with dopamine hits to their brains from social media, smartphones, opioids, and other drugs.
Yeah. Everybody's fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. You're walking around looking at goddamn iPhones made by slave children.
Right.
God, I got an iPhone probably made by a slave child. Damn it.
Writer Chris Hodges
yes.
frames America's sickness in this way. The United States... Now, this would... Heads would explode if I yes. opened this window up and projected loudly in our neighborhood.
Right.
This is the kind of shit that makes conservative heads explode.
Well,
the United
ahead.
States is a country built on genocide, violence, and racial exclusion.
How would you argue? Wait. How would you argue that?
It's great. America's great. You always part about the bad stuff. What about the white people that did everything?
I mean, you could say now your counterpoint would be slavery, you know? Slavery.
But that's because white people are better than black
right.
people.
But imagine if you're a black person.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Don't be black.
I don't want smoke to come out of your ears. Or what about the Native Americans, the American Indians? What about what we did to them?
Oh, well, they're godless.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
We are a deeply violent culture. When people lie to themselves, which is what Americans have done collectively, then you don't know who you are. When you don't know who you are, then you can't respond rationally and you can't correct the problems. Right. I saw a story the other day again comparing the same publisher. Now, it's like a national publisher of school books.
Yes.
Science school book.
Okay.
They publish different editions for different states because these regressive fuck cunts in red states
I'm a regressive fuck
are
cunt.
Demanding that they minimize that evolution-y kind of stuff, that they minimize or remove any references to anyone that was a homosexual that may have contributed
our government
to our history.
You know, the it's the money, you know, it's like,
but the differences in a book that you send your kid to a public school that we all pay taxes for
yes.
in New York and send that kid to a public school in buttfuck Alabama.
Hey.
And the same publisher, same book.
Yes.
vast differences.
But
why? Because the local school fucks.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Are like, but my Jesus says that it's the world was built 3,000 years ago. You lying with your evolution.
Let me explain something. According, a lot of people say that we all operate under the same periodic table. Some people say that, right? And so,
everyone says that.
Okay, everyone says this.
Yeah.
So how would a science textbook in Alabama be different than one in New York? It's science.
Again,
ain't it?
It's like Fox. It's the shit they leave out.
Well, you're talking about our public fucking
school. They won't allow them to say, evolution's all bullshit. It's Jesus. They won't allow them to do that.
Right.
But they will allow them to, cut parts out of the evolution or minimize it. And especially like the history stuff. Like in Texas, the Alamo. Oh, beautiful white Christians defending the Alamo had nothing to do with the genocidal white Americans that were killing everybody.
It wasn't because the Mexicans and they fought back. Crockett.
Right. No, that's not it at all.
You know, I think also our television programming kind of helps with that shit, too. I mean, just think about all the Westerns with John Wayne is shooting Indians.
Well, yeah, and it's
like
the how dare you say anything wrong about America? That's why they hated Obama, because right. Obama's like, we got to work on some shit.
when that school in, I think it was in Virginia, they had some rule about what restroom a trans student would be allowed to use, right?
They wanted one. Yeah.
They wanted something. And if you're a realistic person or a sensible person, people generally just want to pee. That's what they want to do. They want to pee. And that's what it's about. And they want to use a bathroom of the gender they identify with, right?
Yes.
And some fucking court said they couldn't, right?
Yes.
And our president came on TV and said, these guys are full of shit. This is the right thing. In that moment, you can kind of see maybe we knew who we are. Maybe we knew who we are at that moment. But now we're not those people anymore. We're the Handmaid's Tale or some shit that.
They're working on it.
If the House can bring a case against Donald Trump and his administration with so much evidence and all those witnesses that testified at the House, they were all credible, weren't they?
Yeah.
They don't want to hear from them. And they don't want to try that for real. They don't fucking care.
So this does end on a little bit of an upbeat note. He says, we don't need hope peddlers. We need hope warriors.
Fuck yes. We need Black
journalists,
Panther.
Pundits, writers, activists, elected officials, and other opinion leaders who will tell the truth about the state of the country and society and about what must be done to heal it.
Yeah.
Saying something is broken
doesn't fucking fix it.
Well, saying something is broken is not saying you're against that.
Right. Saying there are things wrong with our government doesn't mean you're anti. But I will say this.
Our system needs a whole lot of work.
We really sucked the Constitution's dick like a motherfucker, and we just tested it, and it is not working. And we all need to sort of come to that realization. What we have sucks.
Fundamental question remains, do the American people want to be peddled false hope? Yeah.
Of course they do!
That's why Trump got elected. Or do they want the truth? The answer will determine the future of our nation well beyond the Trump presidency. So, yeah.
Everybody's miserable with 8 jobs. They're shoving oxys up their ass. Eat McDonald's all day. The minimum wage is in the fucking toilet, you know?
Also, it is Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining.
Jeebus.
We do this every week on Friday.
Yes.
Every we do Friday. The show every fucking weekday.
That's right.
This is, I don't know, good news?
Yes. Have you ever been worried? I know we've done this show for a long time, and definitely we've covered this administration nearly every fucking weekday. Do you ever wonder when you're putting stories together, you kind of get the rundown? Are you ever worried we're not going to have anything to talk about?
No,
you're not.
No, not especially with this president. Before him,
yeah. We were doing stories about people that get caught jacking off in stores, which I think is funny. I mean, not funny, but something funny about that, I guess. Fucking furniture.
The Orlando Sentinel here in Floridia.
Hey, man.
Has published a story that I don't know if it's going to end up fucking doing anything, but I hope there's some lawsuits flying about some of these goddamn private voucher schools here in Florida. And they discovered that our tax dollars are going to rabidly anti-LGBT, anti-Muslim schools where kids are taught that gay people are bad, that Muslims are bad.
You know, I of course our tax dollars shouldn't pay for that, but why do we even have those schools?
Go ahead and have your stupid Christian school, but
why
teach? Not 1 cent of tax money goes to it.
I just don't know why. I mean, because in a way, it's not fair, right? If you say you're right in this country, you're guaranteed an education, then how is that right being fulfilled if you're going to some fucking bullshit place?
You do have a right to education. You could send your kid to a public school. But if you want your kid to be taught your religion bullshit, send your kid to a religious school.
But
it's
why?
Not our society's job to brainwash your child into your fake religious doctrine.
Yeah. I mean, but really, to even have the right to send your kid to a school where you learn the bullshit that you buy into, I mean, that's like child abuse. You're making the decision for the child that you're going to be raised in the same bullshit. That's not right for a kid.
Orlando Sentinel. It's a great opening. In the shadow of a nearly 200-foot cross, Central Florida Christian Academy enrolls students who live by the Bible's commands and abstain from, quote, sexual immorality.
Oh, shit.
Meaning gay children are not welcome on the state-supported campus.
What the fucking fuck, motherfuckers?
Calvary Christian High School in Clearwater denies admission to students if they or someone in their home are practicing a homosexual lifestyle or alternative gender identity.
That's insane.
So that means even a kid who has two moms.
Yeah.
You're not allowed in this school. Our tax dollars are going to that shit school.
I remember some song when I went to the Jeebus place. The lyrics were, Jeebus loved the little children, all the little children in the motherfucking world. Jesus loved the little children, all the children in the world.
Unless they have two moms.
Right. I don't remember that lyric. You're talking about
Wade Christian School in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Florida.
How Christian?
Has an expulsion list.
Oh.
With, quote, homosexual act on the list of offenses.
Oh, my God. So they have a list of people that, quote, unquote, committed a homosexual act.
No, no. The acts that will get you expelled.
Oh, is it? Do you have that list?
Along other offenses, bringing weapons to campus, distributing drugs, and striking a staff member.
Okay, so bringing a gun is similar to being gay.
So high school kid has a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's like he just brought a gun into school.
You're instantly expelled. Yeah, it's like doing drugs.
This is crazy.
In Florida last year, 156 private Christian schools with these type of anti-gay views educated more than 20,000 students with tuition paid for by state scholarships.
Damn.
Vouchers.
Shit. So our tax dollars pays for some kid to go to some school that all they do, that part of their curriculum is demonizing gay people.
They did the maths.
Yes.
So they figured that 14% of Florida's scholarship students last year attended private schools where homosexuality is condemned or at a minimum unwelcome.
Holy fuck. Condemned or at a minimum unwelcome. I still don't understand how they square this with their stupid religion. It just doesn't make any sense. I can't stand with these religious people. Oh, when they fuck
83
the children.
Of these gulags, these religious extremist camps.
They shouldn't be allowed to
found,
exist.
Found 83 of them completely refuse to admit LGBTQ students and will expel them if their orientation or gender identity is discovered. Some refuse to educate students whose parents are gay, and some will not hire any staff at the school who are gay.
You fucking idiots. You fucking motherfuckers. I mean, imagine you're a child, you're at the school, you feel like you like somebody of the same sex. You must be terrified.
Now, these shit fucks defend their views, saying, it's in the Bible, the foundation of our faith.
Let's say it was. Let's say it's in the Bible. Who fucking cares? Who gives a fuck? I don't give one fuck. The fuck I give about is these kids. These kids right. should be the, not the Bible. Don't protect the Bible, you fuckheads.
So these assholes squeal that, you know, it should be, it should be equal, that, you know, Christian kids deserve education too, and your tax dollars should have to go to our Christian education.
Well, I agree. Christian kids, they do deserve an education, and they're not getting right. it at these evil little fuckheads, these hate temples or right. whatever the fuck. That's crazy.
This comes at a time when the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a Montana case about whether state scholarships can go to religious schools. We know how that one's going to end up. We've
yes.
got a Christo-fascist majority
right.
on the SCOTUS. I'd be amazed if it doesn't, if they don't allow state money to go to schools.
Right.
So here we go. Welcome to The Handmaid's Tale,
yes.
y'all. Stay home. Don't vote. We hate Hillary. We
oh,
wanted
yeah,
Bernie.
Because yeah. you would have had.
And you're going to end up with Roe versus Wade going. There's going to be yes. states. That we're gay marriage, they're going to get rid. They're going to try to get rid of. There's going to be states where there it will be forced birth.
Right.
And there's states, Georgia, was it Georgia that tried to pass the law that said you can't even go to another state
oh, yeah.
and get an abortion
if,
it's,
find
if they make it illegal. Right.
If they find paperwork.
Yeah.
That means they're actively. I mean, that there's one thing. The Republicans hate women and they hate kids.
Yes. Well, they hate, yeah, kids once they're born. Fetuses, they
no, they love it.
Worship.
Jeez. I mean, really. Clump of cells.
There are several Democratic, you see, vote Democrat here in Florida, people, unless you
yeah.
want to spend your money, your tax dollars, to go to these crazy religious extremist schools.
What would our state look like if Andrew Gillum had won?
Slightly different. I mean, don't forget it's Florida, and the Republican legislature is still
yeah,
firmly
that's
ensconced.
True. God.
But at least we'd have somebody with a bully pulpit calling them
yeah.
out on their shit.
Right. And shining the light. I mean, I guess Ron DeRaces might be doing the same thing.
So some Democrats are trying to argue that private schools accepting state money shouldn't be able to discriminate.
Yes.
But proposals are unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled Florida legislature.
Why should I pay for your kid to learn about Sky God? Why? There's no good reason. There's no good answer other than you're a lunatic.
Yeah, you shouldn't get public funding.
It's crazy,
if you're
going to
discriminate.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I want to find out, is there money going to Muslim schools? Is there money going to Jewish schools?
Boy.
And are they allowed to discriminate? If tax money goes to a Muslim school and some asshole tries to send their little Christian crotch spawn.
Yes.
And then they're going to try to sue.
Right.
My tax dollars are going to that Muslim school. They wouldn't let my kid in.
Well, why can't we have a Satanist school?
Well, exactly.
Or a dude at school.
You can, but don't pay for it with our tax dollars. I don't want the Church of Satan school being paid for by tax dollars
and
either.
I don't know that you should be able. I mean, if a child doesn't have, if a child can't choose where their parent is going to drop them off at school, to me it seems unfair that you could just send your kid to some whacked out fundamentalist Christian school and they learn a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
It's not right. That is fucked up.
So there you go.
Yeah, boy.
It
seems like a racket, doesn't it? Because you think about it, like, these religious schools were like, man, we need to get more people in here. And they're like, well, you should get some public funding. How do we do that?
And there may be, I don't know, some ray of hope, because after that story came out,
yes,
last week, social media and people out in the world have discovered,
right,
about some of these giant corporations that have been donating to the voucher programs and, yes, have been putting pressure on them. Now we have Fifth Third Bank, which is a giant bank, and Wells Fargo.
Wow.
Who have said that they have now stopped, withdrawn millions of dollars in support in response to this report.
Wow, that's...
They will no longer be donating. And there was a third one that I saw that they were waiting on that I think came through and said, we're not sending you money either.
Well, I mean, that's just crazy, man. All this conversion therapy and this weird shit. It's like, you know, I know we say it all the time, just keep your religion off our front lawn. But the way, I mean, if you can just send your kid to some whacked out fundamentalist church school where they learn a bunch of bullshit, then that's impossible for you to keep your religion off my fucking lawn. You're brainwashing a bunch of future, you know.
And it helped. An editorial from the Sentinel helped. It titled, "Companies can't support gay rights while also supporting gay discrimination in schools."
Right. Well, of course.
So you can't say, "Oh, we're all inclusive," or anything, and then send money to these religious hate schools.
Well, you make it easy, right? Because gay rights are human rights. Trans rights are human rights.
Right.
So that should simplify things for people, right?
Both Wells Fargo and Fifth Third Bank were explicitly named as pro LGBTQ companies whose money was supporting anti LGBTQ schools.
Yes.
The article called on them, to put up or shut the fuck up.
Right.
Basically.
How fucked up.
This is great. This is from the, Orlando Sentinel editorial.
Yes.
Hand-wringing through these statements isn't enough. If these companies truly believe in LGBTQ equality, they'll make public statements declaring their intent to stop diverting the corporate taxes to private school voucher programs if the legislature doesn't fix the problem. And Fifth Third and Wells Fargo stepped up.
Yeah, that's good. It's crazy. Those schools should go away. Those schools should just go away. It shouldn't be a right. I mean, it feels like we should just have public school, right? And everybody goes to public school. And all our money goes into public school.
Well, one would think we could agree on facts.
Yeah.
But that's the last thing Christians and religious extremists want, is are their kids to be taught facts or thinking. That's why they hate colleges. Colleges are liberal. Because they teach kids to think for themselves. And that is the last thing a conservative wants.
When I grew up, I went to high school with a lot of Mormon kids. And here,
really?
Are they? Yes.
Mormons?
Yes, in Georgia. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
All over the place, man. And, you know, the family that I was friends with, they were very conservative. And they had two options for college. Brigham Young or some other fucking place in the middle of nowhere in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Why? Because they're Mormon colleges. It's fucking insane. Two choices, and one choice is in the middle of fucking nowhere in North Dakota. Fuck that.
And the other one's in Utah.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with Utah.
No.
I can't opine. I've never, I've been through driving like to and from Vegas or something, but I've never
go to fucking Utah, man. But I've never seems like a downer.
Stopped.
If anybody's listening from Utah, tweet us at Crab Diving. Prove us, you know, argue with us. Utah's great, I guess. Right?
Well, you knew somebody who lived in Utah, moved to Utah.
Who's that?
JT.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Does he like it?
Seem to. That's what's going on there. Holy shit, look at the time. It's flying by today, everybody.
Damn!
On this historic day when the Republicans rat-fucked the Republic.
Yeah, boy.
And decided that the rule of law doesn't matter if you're a Republican. Only matters if you're a Democrat.
Well, it's kind of like they're like, hey, America, go fuck yourself. Don't worry about it. Fuck off.
Good news?
Yes.
More good news, question mark? Or we don't condone breaking the law or anything.
Okay.
But I do like this. This is in Australia.
G'day.
And you know, Sauron of the 20th century,
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert fucking Murdoch.
Right. He must eat a lot of bran. I mean,
they're
a little.
They're getting angrier at him down there because of his fraud.
Yes.
His fraudulent news organizations,
yes,
misinforming and disinforming people about climate change.
Yes.
And their whole fucking country is on fire.
But really, the argument about climate change is kind of abstract, right? It's not really.
Yeah.
Except they're on fire, so it's not.
So some protesters, campaigners from a climate activist group called Extinction Rebellion. went to the Queensland office of News Corp, backed up a truck full of manure and dumped it right in the front, right at the front door.
Bam! I love it. Perfect. Fitting.
A banner was placed next to the dung heap reading, "Billionaire liars, media monopoly, climate denial, we call bullshit."
Hey, listen, they should just report on that because that's what they do. They do shit.
Three activists glued themselves to the floor outside the building.
Oh my.
In Brisbane.
God. Glued themselves. Ouch.
In a different city.
Right.
The protesters say the $9 billion company, which produces newspapers, including The Australian, The Herald Sun, The Daily Telegraph in Australia, misrepresents facts about climate change. And is pushing, quote, a conservative anti-science agenda. Well, no fucking shit.
Yeah, now everybody's burning. Didn't they lie to the Australian people about climate change?
Yeah. They pointed to the resignation, we did this story, of a senior News Corp exec earlier this month who resigned, accusing the company of dangerous, irresponsible coverage of the fires.
God.
Remember, we talked about that executive that was like, this is bullshit. They're
minimizing. Yeah. It.
Blaming the, great. We caught one person setting a fire.
Yeah.
So all of the fires of Australia have got to be leftist arson.
Yeah. It's not the fact that what is the temperature in Australia?
Oh, here
now?
It says, instead of linking the fires, which have killed 29 people and an estimated, oh my God, 1.25 billion animals.
Damn.
Instead of linking it to climate change, News Corp outlets focused on arson as the cause.
Oh, shit. But it's not arson. I mean, see, that's how crazy they are.
Even the other son, James Murdoch, criticized the company's bushfire coverage as frustrating and said, lamented the firm's ongoing denial of climate change. So the other son,
yes,
not the one running News Corp.
Right.
That's Lachlan Murdoch, who is just as much of apparently a
dickhead,
a fucking fascist fuck as his father.
God, we've got this country. We've got too many of these fascist fucks and, it, you know, they're just doing some bad shit.
Rupert Murdoch said there are no climate change deniers at his company.
He's at Fox, though, right? He's right. At Fox. He's at Fox. Please, dude.
But critics point to his company's continued support and promotion of, these are some famous climate deniers in Australia. We wouldn't know who they are. But they list a bunch of guys that are climate deniers that News Corp supports.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and think about the shit that Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade, they say on Fox and Friends in the morning. Did they ever perpetuate, you know, bullshit climate news? Surely.
In the coverage of the bushfires, The Australian, one of Rupert's shit rags, ran an opinion piece this month decrying climate alarmists. And this asshole concluded, bushfires have been around forever, so it's ridiculous to claim they are a consequence of global warming.
But you know what? Hey, listen, here's their argument to this shit. The Earth has had cataclysmic events. The patent, like that asteroid hit, killed the dinosaurs. It turned all the dinosaurs right. to oil, and then we were able to put that shit in our cars and drive around, something like that. They're saying that this is just a normal cycle, right? And that man has nothing arguments. To do
yeah,
with
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the protesters said the company deliberately misleads its readers to put more money in the pockets of billionaires and ensure they keep their capitalist power structure. It's bullshit, he said. Murdoch will be dead by the time the climate crisis hits hardest, but the lies will continue to affect us all.
Yeah, and his kids are rich. Rich people are going to be insulated from this, literally, right?
No, sure.
It sucks. Why are we letting a company owned by some Skeksis, who's going to be dead in 5 minutes, skull fuck our planet?
And here's the problem. Again. Here's the problem here, and this is this would end in Patland. News Corp owns or controls an estimated 60% of Australia's media outlets. How is that legal?
That's stupid.
And that should not be legal here. Here we have six. Literally, if you go on the internet or you go online or on cable or any of the streaming news or any media outlet, most of them are going to trickle up to six mega corporations.
And ours is all Sinclair, right?
What?
Ours is Sinclair. Is that one of the big ones or is it not?
Oh, one of the local news ones?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. Our local news is owned by Sinclair.
I don't know if Sinclair is one of the big ones,
okay.
I'm talking like Sony.
Oh, I see.
Who, you know, Sinclair will probably be bought out soon by something.
Maybe they'll be progressive. Or not, you know.
That's one of the problems. And they're killing local news, which is vital.
Yeah, totally.
All these big mega companies are buying up these little newspapers and junking them. Get rid of them.
And
local news is being destroyed.
And it's just used.
By capitalism.
Right. Because, like, why is it some company that doesn't give a fuck? Like, our newspaper in Pensacola, the Pensacola Journal, is owned by...
Gannett.
The people at Gannett don't give a fuck about Pensacola.
No.
They don't fucking care.
No.
So...
they care about the bottom line.
Yes. They want that paper to sell.
Right. Not you're doing good journalism and doing good work for the people. If we're not making a profit, fuck the people. We're closing the paper.
Right. So you're not going to do any stories that help the people or that show any truth?
Of course not. So now more and more, I mean, I guess this is good, but more nonprofit local news organizations are starting to pop up.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think is good. I think
right.
Hospitals should be nonprofit and pharmaceutical companies should be nonprofit. And we've talked about that.
This could be crazy. They could actually think of the profits as people getting better.
Ooh.
Or,
that's amazingly anti-capitalist of you. Why do you hate America?
Well, or you could say the education's department would be, their point is to make people smarter.
But what about...
educate.
What about the millionaires who have to buy their kids into Harvard and stuff?
Well, see, in Ryanland, I don't know about those people. We're taking their shit, okay? You rich fuckers, we're taking your shit, and guess what? Your house is getting divided up, and you're going to get roommates.
Speaking
this
of
ridiculous.
Thoughts and prayers to poor Aunt Lori and her husband, who are selling their house in Los Angeles. They've put this is the husband and wife who spent $500,000 to get their two daughters fraudulently into USC.
Shitty fucking kids.
I just saw a story that they're putting their house up for sale in Los Angeles. For 26 point something million dollars.
What the fuck? She's from Full House.
Yes.
$26 million.
He's loaded too. He's like some fashion designer, some famous fashion designer.
Oh, fashion designer. I thought you said fascist.
We've only got a few minutes left here. The big show. Oh, this is great. This didn't work.
Right.
But there's various problems with this. Number one being, we've talked about this before, I don't think the Senate nor the House anywhere should be opening with a prayer.
Fucking. Oh, yeah.
There should not be a chaplain. Why? Anywhere.
Our podcast will open with a prayer, right, for now. Dear Jeebus, I know you don't give a fuck. You're too busy getting kids cancer and shit.
But you'll recall the Republicans are really starting to hate this Senate chaplain because every once in a while he kind of gives little digs about doing the right thing and things like that that are obviously aimed at them.
Yes.
Listen
like
to how he opened today's impeachment farce.
Oh, shit.
This is Rear Admiral Admiral Barry Black, retired.
Hello.
Who is the Senate chaplain.
Right.
Lord, help them to remember that they can't ignore you and get away with it. For we always reap what we sow.
Bam. Hey, guys, God is weighing in, evangelicals. Don't you give a fuck?
The Senate chaplain.
Damn, what did he do after he said that? Did he just throw the mic into
the mic, yeah,
to the House? That's what I would have done. That's nice. Bam.
Remember them
you
complaining about him, or maybe it was the guy in the House or both of them. I don't know.
Yeah,
the Republicans squealing about him that he shouldn't be getting political. He shouldn't be getting political at all.
He should. The chaplain for the Senate shouldn't get political. Okay.
But when the chaplain of the Senate sees something profoundly anti-Christian happening,
well,
he speaks up every once in a while. And
right.
The Republicans don't like that.
No, they don't dig that shit at all. They don't like it.
They don't like being called out on their
bullshit. No. Well, thank you, somebody in the God business, for doing the right thing. We appreciate you.
I guess.
I mean, it's crazy that there's a fucking prayer, though.
Do we have time for this one? I really want to get to this one. Do we have the audio? Oh, no, this was a tweet.
A twat.
We played clips before of one of these prosperity fraud fuck preachers. Rodney Howard Brown, he's the guy with the South African accent.
Fuck you.
Virulently anti-gay, virulently creepily pro-Trump.
Yes.
They're calling him a conspiracy theorist here.
Right.
Oh my God. He's the guy who has he calls them holy laughter based religious ceremonies.
Okay. What?
Bring him in. Bring him. Pick him up. Bring him in. Bring him.
These are people that are spontaneously being overcome with laughter.
Bring him.
This is how his people apparently at his crazy. So now they're grabbing a poor guy who's doubled over with laughter.
Bring him. Right.
They're physically violently dragging him up to the stage.
I want a helmet.
Bring him.
Don't you want knee pads or something?
Bring him.
Of course.
This goes on.
Bring him.
He just cast a spell, and the two guys that were carrying the guy and the guy all just fell to the ground.
Okay.
So this is what we're dealing with.
That is amazing, man.
Rodney Howard Brown.
I don't even know what to bring him. What spectacle, man. That guy is a showman.
He retweeted.
They sound like chickens. Don't they?
He retweeted an old tweet of Bolton's,
okay,
Great meeting with Cindy and Fred Warmbier. Sadly, they know better than anyone of the brutality and dishonesty of the Kim Jong-un regime. I don't know why he selected that one.
So, okay.
From a while back, it's Bolton standing there with the poor parents of Otto Warmbier.
Right, right.
Rodney Howard Brown retweets this a couple days ago. You are a slime ball of the highest order. I should have knocked your sorry butt through the door of the Oval Office into the Rose Garden when I saw you. I would have gladly been arrested. What a Benedict Arnold. I'm glad you were fired. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 exclamation points.
Is this the laughing guy?
This is the laughing preacher. Tweeted this.
That doesn't sound too jolly.
When we are fighting, this is the next tweet. When we are fighting for the Republic, endeavoring to save it from a deep state coup, this clown walrus. Warhawk Bolton just needs to return to the deep state ocean he swam out of. That's me trying to do a South African accent, by the way.
This guy is South African.
And then here we go. This is Christian.
Jeebus.
You know, one of the things Jesus said about cheek turning and shit like that?
Oh, yes. Turn the other cheek. Be a good person.
His final tweet in this little tweet fest. WWJD, what would Jesus do? He would have made a whip and beat the crap out of him. 4 exclamation points. And then the emoji that goes, eee.
Jeez. And it would hurt? Eee. I mean, God, I just got the crap whipped out of me. Eee. Eggplant.
So I saw this when it happened a couple days ago, and the righteous sane people of Twitter,
yes,
fruitlessly pointed out to this moron, this fraud, this shyster, this dick.
Hey.
He's that
giggling. He's a giggler.
In the Bible, the only people that Jesus ever picked up a whip against and started getting all violently was the people in the temple. Making money,
yes,
from the temple.
Right, right. The money changer.
Like this guy.
Right. I
that's who Jesus got violent at. Not John Bolton. He wouldn't go after John Bolton.
But wait, these gigglers, these guys, how does it work? You scared the dog. How does it work? The giggling. I mean, I understand how the speaking in tongues work. It just comes to you and all of a sudden you're blah, 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 blah.
It's the same thing except laughter. For some reason, he convinces his people that they start laughing.
But why are they falling over?
Because they're brainwashed and they're lunatics stupid, yeah, and dumb and right, and right, overcome. Caught up in the moment of right, the fraud.
Boy, that dog, she looks like, you look like you just woke up.
We got to get out of here. It's been a great week. Oh, we got to go fast. It's been a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be back next week, the usual time. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Go to his website for his full schedule at RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
If the conservatives don't take over and we get thrown in a gulag, we'll be back next week for y'all. Everyone, have a great weekend.
Fuck Trump.
Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.